in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's still working miracles. And he's working one in you right now. Hallelujah. Just you breathing is a miracle. Hallelujah. So let's think about all the other things he's doing for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Life itself is a miracle. Do you not know you made of the same thing this building is made of? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got things in your body like iron. And when it don't go right, you're not right. Hallelujah. So you made a metal and wood and everything else. But you are alive. It's a miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the 182nd day of the year. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you glad to still be here? Hallelujah. He could have left us in yesterday. But he brought us over into today. This is another day the Lord had made. And our job is to rejoice and be glad that he allowed you to be in today. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters if you're not in today. Hallelujah. But he allowed us, he gave us the invitation to come to his day. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are celebrating his day. Hallelujah. This is the birth of another day. Amen. Just like we celebrate births, right? We celebrate the day. Amen. Glory be to God. And not been for the Lord on our side. Amen. Well, will we be? You give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God for our presider, Elder Bush. Elder Spencer, who shared the gospel with us and director of Holy Communion. To all other preachers in the house, you just wave your hand. Hallelujah. And then we praise God for everybody that holds the office in the house of God. If you raise your hand. Everybody that holds office in your house of God. Then everybody else then must be a lay person. So we praise God for you. Wave your hand as well. Everybody is special. Everybody is precious. Everybody is somebody. Hallelujah. And everybody looks good. Doesn't matter what you think about them. Your opinion doesn't matter anyway. God said he made everything beautiful. And it's time. Tell somebody, and this is my time. Hallelujah. It's our time to be beautiful for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, anybody else's opinion doesn't matter. Because God's word is the truth. Amen. And everybody else, he said, is a what? A liar. Praise God. Glory be to God. So we praise God for you. So feel good about yourself. And we said you're special. You know you're so special that you are an original. Everybody know original is probably special things, right? Amen. And now how do you know I'm an original? Because ain't nobody else like you. You can't find you nowhere else. Amen. You can go in you hear about some original and go in every town and every state and find the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can't find you nowhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you're so special. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You were specially made to please God. Because you're made for his glory. Amen. He gets the glory out of us. Hallelujah. And it's not, well, you aren't made for yourself. Amen. Though we want to take the credit. Amen. You were made to glorify God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you won't done it according to your purpose, but his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your royalty.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Where it says your royal priesthood. Yeah. Hallelujah. How do you become a royal? When you accept that price in your life? And God became your father. Amen. Jesus, your brother, and savior. Mm-hmm. Did you not know he's Lord of lords? Yes, and kings of kings?
Yes.
The king of kings? Uh-huh. Hallelujah. So that makes you authentic royalty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Higher than the crown of England.
Amen.
All right. So we glorify God the Father and Son for allowing us to be in your midst.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's an honor and a privilege just to be able to stand in your presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And to see your lovely faces.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
Good news time.
God's word is good news time, and God's word is good news. Anybody need some good news?
Amen.
Yes, yes.
The world giving enough bad news all the time, and it seems to be increasing.
Amen.
As the days go on.
Amen.
Letting us know that we are in perilous time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And these last days. So we come to bring you some good news. You should find our text in the book of 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter, verses 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter, verse 57 and 58. Eternal God, we stand near the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We count them all, but not. And we cast them into your care, that you may use us for your glory and your honor. God, we need a word. Speak now. We yield that you may use this vessel. Speak, God. Cause souls to be changed. Speak, Lord. To cause healing to take place. Deliverance to take place. Victory and joy and peace to be manifested. Speak, Lord. That we'll be in your will. In the name of Jesus we pray. Now let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we there?
Amen.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, stay put. Stay put. We as a people tend to be restless. We want something to be going on all the time. We get bored in a second. But God wants us to be patient. And to be patient, you got to be content. Paul said, I learned how to be content in every facet of life, every conditioning, everything that goes on, I learn how to be satisfied. And if I'm not satisfied, I can't stay put. But sometimes you may need to just do like the word said, be still. And know that I'm God. In other words, he's saying, stay where you're at. And let me show you who I am. What I can do. Because when we get meddling in it, God removes his hands from it. Because you're going to mess it up and he don't want to be a part of a mess. So he just takes his hand back and look at you. We got to know who's in charge. And tell your neighbor, it ain't you. Okay. We think we are. Okay. We get all mad and upset with somebody because they trying to take over my authority. You have no authority unless God gives it to you. Not even Donald Trump. They elect him to the office, so God is giving him the authority to do what he's doing. Not that he approves it, but he's God. And he gives you freedom of choice. Glory to God. Tell a child, sit there. Don't you move. Stay put. What you tell them that for? Now they want to know why. How long do I have to sit here? Paul also said, be anxious about nothing, anything. And we get anxious about everything, right? Amen. Do you know anxious is a sign of worrying? Uh-huh. And you saying, I ain't worrying. But you're on pins and needles. Yeah. Nothing is comfortable for you. You got to be moving. And as soon as you turn your back on that child, because they're looking. Amen. When you close that door, feet hit the floor. Yeah, God needs us to be still so he can talk to us. Paul said, I learned how to be when I'm hungry. I know how to take it when I'm full. I know how to deal with it when I have and when I don't have. Hallelujah. I learned to be thankful in every situation. See, we'll get the idea, I got to have this. And I got to have that. And I keep telling you, you ain't got to have but three things. Some air to breathe. Some food to eat, and some water to drink. You can live on that. Now everything else is accessories. Okay. I say from time to time, I'm blessed and highly favored with friends' benefits. See, everything else that you got other than what I just named out are friends' benefits. Okay. And you walking in overflow and don't even know it. Because we're always trying to get to the next level on the token pole. We're always trying to get more than what we got. You're making it all right like it is, but we want more. Amen. So we can waste more. Or so it can make us more stubborn than what we are. Yeah, amen. See, some of our more increases us in the wrong way. Okay, and we got to realize that God knows what's best for you. Well, we need to stay in the Word of God. See, we're dib and dab, in and out. We're like a basketball bouncing. Make contact. As soon as you make contact, you fly off. And then God had to catch you before you get yourself killed, bring you back down. All because we won't stay put. We want things to be the way I want them to be. And if they're not the way I want them to be, then I won't stay put. I got to rebel. But if you are trusting God, you can stay put. Amen. If you are trusting God, you realize what it said in Romans 8 and 28. Amen. And you know. Amen. We act like we don't. We make like we don't. But God's word is right. Amen. Whether you are in denial or not. Amen. You know. Amen. That whatever's happening to you is going to turn out for your good. Amen. My mama used to say when I was growing up, and deserve a lick or two. She'll say that after we done got the switch for. This is gonna hurt me more than it hurt you. I couldn't understand that one. But after I got older, you still don't understand it. and had some children of my own. I can understand what you're saying. I got to do this. I don't want to. So I got to overcome myself first. And then try to just chastise you. She was doing it for my good. And I couldn't see it at the time. But for the guiding principles that she instilled in me, I didn't have to be around mama to hear talking. Because she was in my head. And every time I would do something, I think about mom. Glory to God. God allows things to happen to us that we might be a better person. And that we might avoid some greater hardship down the road. And after a while, and by and by. But God said, stay put. I remember his word that as he was speaking to Moses. Moses had led the children of Israel from out of slavery. And they were heading towards the promised land. Moses had come up to the Red Sea. And hundreds of thousands of followers. Not a ship, not even a boat, there to allow the children to go across. There was a mountain on the right side, mountain on the left side, and somebody said Pharaoh's army is coming up. God had hardened his heart. That they would follow him. God was trying to let the children see his awesome power, although he had already done that with the 10 plagues. But we forget so quick. He just delivered them out of all of those plagues. Got them out there now, an obstacle gets in the way. Amen. Anybody ever had some obstacles to get in your way? Amen. They are things that's in life. If you're going to live on this earth, you're going to meet some obstacles. Amen. If you're going to live holy, you're going to have somebody going up against you. And how many know that the people that are going up against you are not going to be unsaved people? How many know that the people that's going to give you the greatest challenge is the one that's walking along with you, who says, I'm saved? But maybe they are. Maybe they're not. But the church people. But we're looking for it to be roses without the thorns. But roses come with thorns if you don't dethorn them. They look good, but I'll hurt you if you stick that thorn in you. Glory to God. Saints look good. And sometimes we just don't know how to speak to one another. So instead of giving them a rose petal, we give them the other end. The thorn that hurts us. Glory to God. So you're going to have obstacles, because he said, in this life, you not might have, but you shall have. That means there's no escape. And we act so surprised when it happens to us. What do we thought? The God was lying? God said it. And if God said it, it shall come to pass. In fact, it's already come to pass. So you're going to have the bumps in the road. You ought to look for them. And we've been trying to tell you that all it's doing is blessing you. Because all things are working together toward the good of them that love God. Tell your neighbor, it's for your good. You may not like it, but it's for your good. Whatever you're feeling right now is for your good. Not according to your purpose, but according to God's purpose. He sees the greater picture. So the children of Israel up to this obstacle. Tell your neighbor, it won't nothing but some water. But everybody in here is scared of water, right? Amen. But tell you drink it all the time. Amen. And scared of it. Well, the children got in a frenzy. They went fussing at Moses. Won't there enough graves in Egypt that we had to come out here and die? What's the difference of dying in Egypt and dying out there? You're dead, you're dead. But God told Moses, Moses, what's in your hand? Ain't number of rod, number of stick, Lord. It's that staff you gave me. Moses, tell the people to stand still. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because the army you see behind you, you won't see no more after this day. Now, Moses, stretch out that rod. I can hear us saying, ain't much stick in my hand. What am I sticking that for? I can't go across the sea on the stick. See, we go questioning God. Why God? Why me? Why God? Why this happening to me? It's for your good. And it's for my glory, says the Lord. I can't see this. Just like I couldn't see that whipping beam for my good. Then, but it did. Hallelujah. The children of Moses stretched out the rod, and God blew the sea apart. Parted up on the right side, parted up on the left side. And the sea that's rolled, standing up. Hallelujah. And the ground got dry. Yeah, he won't know wet dirt there. Because the word said they went over on dry land. Yeah, with the blast of his nostrils. He blew the sea up on both sides. And the children went through on dry land. If you just be still long enough, God will push it out of your way. And you'll be able to go through smoothly and safely to the other side. If you just trust God, everything will be all right because it's working for your good. And everything that comes against you that's not for your good, God's going to make it for your good. But you got to trust God. Children went over on dry land and Pharaoh's army followed them. And then God withdrew his hand and rolled the sea back down, killing all of Pharaoh's army, his chariots, and the horses. If you just be still, God will work it out. Trust God and see the salvation of the Lord. Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearls or sword? What is it that's causing you to move on your own? Now, if God told you to move, move. Okay, because they had to tell Moses, go to Egypt. He didn't tell him to stand there, but he said, go to Egypt. My people need delivering down in Egypt. I heard that cry. Hallelujah. And I've come down to see about him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he'll come to see you. If you just be still. Given time, he'll be there. It just needed your patience. Should any of these things cause you to depart from God's word? Because we'll get out of his word right quick. God didn't mean for this to happen. If God didn't mean it, it wouldn't have happened. Did we not say he got it all in control? And if he got it in control, he didn't lose no control. I tell you, David, he didn't lose no control nowhere. He got it in control all the time, even though you might be a mess. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe God meant for this to happen. All right, Sarah. Tell your neighbor, God don't need you to give him a helping hand. He just wants you to obey. But we're going to help God out. Yeah. Maybe God don't know what I know. God didn't mean for me to love that person after the way they did me. I ain't gonna never forgive them. The Lord told me to tell you that's the worst thing you can ever do. There's nothing more deadly or worse in life than an unforgiving person. The only one you're killing is yourself. The only one you are destroying is yourself. The only one that's losing their joy and their, is yourself. You can't be happy as long as you know that person is there. Your mind is on that person, and you're missing out on life because you're consumed about what happened 10 years ago. But you need to be still and know that he's God. What shall you let separate you? You let tribulation do it? You let distress do it? You let persecution do it? Will you let famine do it? What about nakedness, pearls, and sword? He said, it is written for thou sake, for our sake, we are killed all the day long. Now somebody want to know, how is that for my sake? Yeah, we're killed all the day long. The devil's trying to kill your joy. He's trying to call me that because he knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if I can kill your joy, I got you. And we let him kill it too, don't we? Kill it or steal it one. Either way, you let it happen. Because Paul said, we are more than conquerors through all these things. No, not in all of these things. We are more than conquerors. Than through him that love us. For Paul said, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other creatures shall be able to separate. I'm staying put. Do what you want to. Long as you want to. I'm staying put. Paul said in a text, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. I tell your neighbor, you got the victory. You just got to realize it. You got to be like David and tell the when he told Goliath, you come to me, your sword and your shield and your spear. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, who this day I shall kill you. And I shall take your head from your carcass. Hallelujah. Because David was saying that because he knew that the victory was already his. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Don't move. Don't move. I know you want to move, but don't move. The storm is headed your way, but don't move. Trouble is coming your way, but don't move. Paul says, do all you can to stand and stand. Hallelujah. God will work it out, and he's working it for your good. Don't move. Be steadfast. Be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. The songwriter said, I shall not be moved. Just like the river. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't move. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Stay in the word. No matter what's going on, stay with the word. Doesn't matter what it looked like, stay with the word. Doesn't matter what it sounds like, stay with the word. Hallelujah. Because God will work it out. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know, tell to it, three people, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through is not in vain. All the hardship you go through is not in vain. God said it's not in vain. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. In the Lord. He will deliver. He shall deliver. He's already delivered. Thank God for your deliverance. Thank God for your healing. Thank God for your victory. Thank God for your peace. Thank God for your joy. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Stay still.
Amen.
Stay still. And then stop talking about you sitting in that pew. Because some of you get home and say, well, I don't need to go to church because he told me to stay home. No, no, no. He's saying stay in the word. Whatever you're doing, make sure it's in the word. All your response is not according to your feelings, but according to the word. That's how you respond. And that's how you attain the victory. Hallelujah. As long as you stay in the word. See, when you get out of the word, you get in trouble. The children of Israel took an 11-day journey. It took 11 days to get from Egypt to Canaan. And because they got out of the word, because they would not trust God, that 11-day journey turned to a 40-year nightmare. So you see how far you can kick the can down the road? And your victory and your deliverance. Invitation extended to whosoever will. If there's someone here that don't have Jesus in your life, he's not your Lord and your Savior, and you want to spend eternity with him, you need to come out of your sinful ways. And come to the Lord. And once he come in, he's not going to move out. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be right there. You just need to stay with him. Abide in him, and he will abide in you. So the longer you stay with him, he'll stay with you. So if anybody get leave, it'll be you. Okay. If you are once with him and you backslidden, you need to return to him, be as David in Psalm 51. And he'll take you back. Hallelujah. You don't have to explain him anything. Just ask for forgiveness. Admit that you've done wrong. And he will go to the Father on your behalf and get you restored. If you have other concerns, you need to cast upon the Lord. Now's your time to come. If you are without church and needing the church, God said, this is where I need you to be. Now's your time to come. The male chorus is singing. Gospel invitation extended. Whosoever will, let him come.
So good to me, Lord, I don't know what I would do, but if I had wings, ooh, like a morning dove, you know what I'd do, fly away. If it wasn't for you, what I would do. But if I had wings, ooh, like a morning dove, y'all know what I do, fly away. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, alone, be at rest. One of these old days, be at rest. So gonna take wings, be at rest. I'm gonna fly away, we'll be with Jesus, be at rest. I'm gonna sit down beside the Father, be at rest. I want to talk to the Son, be at rest. One of these.